U.S. Shipping Crisis, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Shauna Morris of the National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council Senior Vice President for Trade Policy talks about the effects of the shipping crisis in this country.
The longer-term consequences that we're really concerned about is the reliability piece of this. As a lot of our foreign customers are eyeing, could they get things faster and more dependably from Europe, from New Zealand, places that aren't dealing with anywhere near the same level of supply chain challenges we are for their dairy exports. We get increasingly concerned about those foreign buyers shifting to different sources. That hits not just the exporters, but ultimately impacts demand for U.S. dairy farmers.
The Biden administration recently announced measures to reduce the shipping burden, and Morris calls them a good first step.
Some of the things we have seen done so far have been steps by the administration, for instance, to encourage expanded port hours, a move toward allowing more time for the system to clear, and some creative thinking, for instance. Rezoning, for example, in some of the California ports to allow for higher stacking of containers, allowing them to go four high instead of two high, certainly is a step in the right direction. And then on the congressional side, certainly one of the things we see as helpful was the introduction of legislation on the House side in August, the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, that would deal with some of the specific challenges exporters are dealing with.
In particular, with trying to move product out the door. Produced by the Ag Information Network.